Welcome to VI Talk. Sharing ideas, information and support.
So welcome back. We're down to the last couple of Zoom hours for the festive market, and it wouldn't be Christmas without candles and home fragrance and party light. And here to tell us about all of that is Dawn. Welcome, Dawn.
Thanks, Shane. Hi, everybody. Hope everything's okay. Okay, so party light, who are we? Party light was started from humble beginnings in Cape Cod, America, New England in America, by a lady called Mabel Baker. And she started creating the candle babery, which grew, and she did it in her kitchen, sold to family and friends, and that's how Party Light was born. In 1973, Party Light became Party Light, and we have just celebrated our 50th year in the UK, and that was in April, which I'm quite proud of because obviously with this climate and other competitors, we still are one of the leading candle companies out there. And I'm a firm believer the reason is that we do have authentic and sustainable goods that we do create, and they are true to life. When we say our fragrance, that's what we get in our fragrances. Our fragrances are artisan. We do have combinations with leading perfumeries such as Givenchy and Guerlain, and we are very proud of that because not many companies use perfumery store houses to get creating, and our scents are absolutely, in my opinion only, are brilliant. I love them, absolutely love them. Now, Party Light does do candles in 3 weeks, which is our best seller. 2 weeks and 1 weeks, and we do have 4 wick candles as well. And all our ingredients in our melts, tea lights and candles is authentic. We don't use any nasties. We use true to things. We use no animal blubber, no whale blubber, no animal fats, no even our wicks are cotton, so we don't use any lead in them at all, which I think is absolutely brilliant. They're absolutely safe to use for children, animals, and if you have any allergies or respiratory problems such as asthma, they're absolutely fine to use as well. Now, at the moment, I do apologise, we don't have any fragrance grids to say that this is the top note, middle note or lower note. For some reason, Party Light haven't done them this year. I think what they've done is concentrate on getting new fragrances out there. So we do have, for autumn and winter alone, we have over 20 collections, new collections. These are brand new. They've not been brought back from the vaults, as we say. They have been created just for autumn and winter. So they are, I was quite excited when we had our seminar in August. I was like, wow, they've never produced so many in one, what we call season. So I'm going to start with what they are. And if anybody at the end wants me to go through what's in them, I'm more than happy to actually go through that way with you. But, you know, please bear with me. And at the end, when you've got questions, if you want to go through what's in any of them, please let me know and I'm more than happy to read them. So we have the first one, Almond Pear Tart, which is available in the 3 wick candle, tea light and melt, which thankfully for us, I know most of us are melt users, Party Light are listening to us and saying that people love melts and they are the strongest fragrance that we do have out of all the three forms that we use, which is amazing. So teakwood and rum, Don't be put off with some of these names, because I pulled a face on that one and it was like, ew. But it sounds divine. Cashmere and cocoa. Says he what it is on the tin. For all you chocolate lovers out there. Firewood and holly. Now, obviously, we're getting to our Christmas fragrances here, which are very nice. Ebony and plum. Candy cane and spruce. Now, that one is, just my opinion, amazing. If anybody remembers peppermint bark, it's very, very similar to that one. Now, this one has absolutely gone bananas, and it's very, very popular at the moment. An apricot peach preserve. And again, these are in 3-wick, tea light and the melts. All the ones that I've said at the moment are all 3-wick, tea light and melts as well. Christmas apple cider. Wouldn't be Christmas without any boozy ones in, would it? Let's be fair. Maple leaf and ginger. Banana walnut bread. I know Joe wouldn't like that one. Definitely not. Now, this one, when I heard it, I was like, absolutely not. But from the reviews I've had and what people, my colleagues have actually said it's absolutely lovely. Warm flannel and whiskey. Now, to me, that doesn't rock my boat, but there you go. Cinnamon apple cider. Clementine garland, which I just said that fit is Christmas for me all over. Sugar cookie Noel. Sugared snowfall. Now, that one, unfortunately, we haven't got the information on because it hasn't been released as yet. But I believe in the next 3 weeks it is coming. And then we have our new collection, which is called Brighter Worlds. Now, this is, to me, is absolutely amazing. The scents in them are actually beautiful. They're all essential oils, like all our 3 wicks are. But they actually give back to the communities that actually farm the fragrances and things like that. So, and they fund the communities, support the communities as well, which I think is absolutely brilliant. Now, these ones are 1 wick, and unfortunately, there's no tea lights and there's no melts with these ones. So, you've got lavender verbena, and these are soy candles as well. Vanilla tonka bean, and ylang ylang, and a blackcurrant, which is my favourite, I've got to say. But I'm not a massive fan of lavender. Don't hate it, but I love the lavender one in this range, so that's really nice. And then we have a new range called CBD collection. Again, unfortunately, these are only in the 1 wick. There's no tea lights as yet, and there's no melts as yet. Hopefully we are going to get these in, because they are proving to be very, very popular. And just to reassure people, it's essential oils, it's not HTC, so you're not going to get high or anything like that with it. So in these fragrances, we have Pulse, we have Flow, so these are all mood enhancing ones as well, Chill and Vibe, so depending what mood you want to create or relax or chill out with, then that's the candle for you. So if you know anybody who's stressed or needs a bit of chilling out like myself, then these are for you. And then we have Nature's Light, which I know we've got a big fan on here. And these are Moss Birch, which is a new one that has replaced the Mulberry, unfortunately. Marshmallow Vanilla, Leather Musk, and Evergreen Fur, which I know Jane is going to be very, very happy about. And that is our new collection. We do have, Rugged Spirits. Now, these ones are aimed at the gentlemen because obviously everybody knows that most women, not singling being in sexist or anything, most women buy the fragrances for the home, but they are trying to create things for that are men friendly. Men have share housings and flats together, so they've created a Rugged Spirit, which is a very, very manly jar. It's grey. The wax is actually grey as well, and they're single wicks as well. And these are men fragrances like Leather Musk, Tamboti Woods. I would argue about Tamboti Woods because it's one of my all-time favourite ones. And Sea Salt and Sage. So they're very, very manly fragrances. We do have lots of holders. We do have the conch holder, which I've put on the group. I will put some more holders up as well. And they range from £24 up to £42.99, depending which one you want. Now, the conch one is on offer at the moment. And again, if you want to order anything, please give me a shout or go onto our website, which I know is not the best website. We are trying to get it very user-friendly, but at the moment it's not the best. But I'm more than happy to order as well. Just to advise you as well, the postage has been up by £1 this year, unfortunately, due to costings in petrol and so on and so forth. So it is £5.90 at the moment. But the way you can get around that, either I can order things to come here and then post them out to you. There will be a delay in that, obviously, of a couple of days getting to you. Or if you're happy to pay the postage, if you do get over £70, £5 worth of stuff, it is free postage. So there you go. So that's all our new fragrances at the moment. And again, like I say, a lot of them are in the melts and two lights as well, which is brilliant. So ask any questions. But yeah, I'm really excited about this year's collection, if I'm honest with you. Last year, I thought it was the same ones that were being reinvented. But this year, they've actually pulled all stops out and I've actually stepped up, which I'm really, really proud of. So any questions?